is a very interesting halachic discussion that in the Rishonim, right here in our Gemara, tucked away, certainly, above Metziah, Daflam, and Bezam, and Aleph, the very end of Elo Metziah, that's postured very, very much Nogeya, understanding the laws of Kibbut Aveim. And that is, if you take a look at the Rashba, and the Ramban, and the Ritva, they all ask the same kasha. And that is, a person is walking on the street, he sees an Aveda. It's an Aveda where the halach is, Ve'elu Chayev Lahachris. It's a simon, the Bible wasn't Miyayish. He wants to return it. He wants to do a mitzvah. Your father's with you, and your father says, Al tachzor lo, don't do it. You would have thought you should listen to your father. Although, in Asay, Doicha Loisa, Say Vasay, but Kabir es Savicha Vasimecha is Iskish to Kabir es Hashem Mehoincha, Kamash Malon, Ish Imay Vaviv Tiro. The chi of kibbut aveim is to honor your father. Honor your father means give him kavod. Honor your father means do something for him that he's going to get hana. What hana, asked the Rishonim, will your father get by you not returning this aveda? How exactly is that honoring him? Now, I guess you can argue that simply listening to him is honoring him. But at the same time, the Rishonim understood for a davar pashut that the only time there's a chi of kibbut aveim is if the thing that you're doing for your father is something that be'etzim is either giving him kavod or be'etzim giving him ana. The fact that he gets a kick out of the fact that his kid is listening to him despite the fact that he has absolutely no vested interest in this, that's not enough of a reason, Zogin the Rishonim. And if that's the case, all the Rishonim ask this kasha, that I don't understand Pashim Shah. Why would there be a chi of kibbut aveim? Forget about asay, lois asay vasay. Why is this a situation of kibbut aveim? If your father says jump, you have to jump, mechatesi. If your father says jump and he's going to get covered by you jumping, or he's going to get hana by you jumping, so then there's a mitzvah. But simply, al tachzor lo, don't return the aveda. Where's your father getting hana by you not returning this aveda? And the Rishonim all say, in the name of a Tosfos, that Tosfos says you have to say that what's going on over here is this person saw the aveda and he wanted to return the aveda. And your father told you, you know what, I don't want you to return the aveda. Instead, I want you to make me a cup of coffee. I want you to do something for me. So the father telling the person al tachzor lo really was going to be machmas eza hana that he was going to get, because at the end of the day, the father was going to benefit from it. So being that the father's going to benefit from it, so therefore there's a shayla of kibbut aveim and kamash malon the sugya that we have. Now this Tosfos that the Rishonim quote is a mefurish Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. It's a top Tosfos on the Amud where Tosfos asks this kasha and Tosfos says this teres. The bottom line is all the Rishonim then done for a davar pashut that the only time there's a chi of kibbut aveim is to the extent that the father gets covered from what you're doing, or he gets hana from what you're doing. But simply because of the fact that your father told you to do something, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have an obligation to listen. It's just interesting. One of the Rishonim that say this is the Rashba. He says it right here in our sugya, and he also says in Masechtas Yevamos Davav. In Masechtas Yevamos Davav, the Rashba is a little bit wordy, and the Rashba over there says as follows, quote, the ikur kovid of kibbut aveim is when the father gets hana. Ukidamrina bekedushin ezel kovid machiloi mashkeu umalbishoi umaniloi avol omaloi lasis dover she'ein loy ba hana shel klon. But if your father tells you to do something from which he gets no hana, ain't that kovid shen itzava olav? That's not the kovid that the Torah commanded one to give his father. The kovid kazeh ain't by asay shel Torah sheyidche afilu lav grade. This is what the Rashba says. The Goyin, it's the last Bir Agro in Hilchas Kibbut Aveim, Yerideh Simen Reish Mem. He brings this Rashba. And the Gro says that, I think, in the Rashba, it's Mashma, that the Rashba didn't hold this Yisoid as sharp as the other Rishonim did. Meaning, from all the Rishonim, it sounds like there's no Chi of Kibbut Aveim unless the father's getting covered or Hana, Be'etzim, from what it is you're doing. The Rashba's Loshin is, Lefi She'ein Iker Covet. But says the Goyin, it sounds like really there is a inyan of kibbut aveim. It's not something that you could be mezalzel in. However, it's not the ikur mitzvah of kibbut aveim. It wouldn't have the ability to be doich anything. But either way, just a very interesting discussion. Mamish, the basic laws of understanding, keep it of the aim that's tucked away right here in Bava Metzia.